Good morning. Happy hump day to you. This is your morning daily bread with Monica Matthews. Hope you guys are doing well. The world is crazy. I like to remind you that we don't have to be. So I just wanted to come on and give you some encouragement today in the Word, which is the only place I find absolute peace, joy, and solace and a real plan for my future. And I've never known that to not be true for others who have earnestly sought the Lord for answers in their own lives. Amen. So today's scripture is Psalms 16 and 11. And it says, "You make known to me the path of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." So breaking this down, you know, the Word also says that He will order our steps, right? So to submit all of our plans to Him, and He will order our steps. And boy, never has that been more important in my life than whenever I'm building something like what I'm building right now in the way of expanding my media footprint. And so every morning whenever I wake up, I'm like, all right, Father, I need you to order my steps today, right? Make my allies clear to me, make my adversaries clear to me, make my path clear, and help me build what it is you've called me to build, right? And so He makes known to me the path of life. As we're building the path of life, I'm always reminded is first found in His Word, in His Son, amen? And so that is my firm foundation upon which I build anything in my life, relationships, businesses, hobbies, you know, anything of interest in my life. That is the foundation upon which we are all called to build, right? On truth, on hope and joy and righteousness and goodness and courage and strength and positivity, right? And vision and faith and all the things, man, everything that is true and noble and good. And that during these dark times is what we're all called to be building in our respective lives, right? He goes on to say, "You will fill me with joy in your presence." Remember yesterday we established that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I saw where Representative Lauren Boebert, who's gone through a lot recently in media, and in her personal life, to be quite honest with you, she says joy is our strength. And I thought, true, but it's kind of a half-truth for me, because my joy is something that if it is designed or otherwise influenced by things that are outside of my constant source of joy, and that's not suggesting that your children, your job, your coworkers, your boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, you know, cats, dogs, mules, whatever, not that they can't, hobbies can't bring you joy, right? Because they do and they should, they can. You can find pleasure in things that you enjoy doing. But joy, man, that's unspeakable, that is immovable, that is, it can penetrate steel, right? It is your strength. It's the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So when you think of that, I always think of what is it that makes Him happy? What is it that makes the Lord happy? What is it that brings the Holy Spirit joy as opposed to grief, which we are warned about grieving the Holy Spirit, right? So what is it that brings our kingdom joy, right? Because if we're engaged in that, then we know for sure our joy is set. And in John 17, one of my favorite books in the entire Bible and chapter for sure, is Christ praying for the disciples and for all of us who would come after them, and that their joy would be complete as His joy is complete in Father. Amen. Because He had already decided, I'm going to go through with this. I know my fate. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to lay my life down for your creation. I'm going to do this, Father. And once that heart decision was made, His joy was made complete once he got on the cross, was crucified, died, went down into hell, came back to life, rose, and ascended, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, which is the closing of this psalm. His joy was made complete, and so was our Father's. Amen. And so in him, our joy is made complete. And this ends with the eternal pleasures at your right hand. And Christ is our eternal pleasure. No matter what you're going through today, if it's divorce, if it's infidelity, if it's a job loss, false accusations, people, bitterness, envy, jealousy, you've been ostracized, whatever it is that is attempting to rob you of your joy, please hunker down with this word and ask the Lord to show you how your joy, or what exactly has stolen your joy, and how to recover that territory, because that's what he's called us to do. Amen. He's called us a life more abundant. So with eternal pleasures at his right hand, who is Christ himself, he is our eternal pleasure. Amen. But we can have that here. We don't have to wait till we're dead, until we're in heaven with, you know, a robe and a banjo. We can have that here in this earth. So please be inspired, be encouraged. That again was Psalm 16:11. And God knows we need all the encouragement we can get every day. Amen. So stay tuned for more Daily Bread. So grateful for my daily bread in the way of Christ, Yeshua, the daily bread, the bread of life, the living waters. And I look forward to inspiring you guys further. So if you're interested in giving to my lift in building my ministry, you can do so at givesendgo.com/Monica Matthews. Have a blessed, beautiful day. Love you.